Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, they were higher this morning across the board, and then it was a WASD crop report day today, and that's good enough reason to explain why grains are all lower now. USDA data out was mostly neutral. We can average it out. Friendly on the corn ending stocks. They lowered our ending stocks on corn by 25 million bushels due to exports are being a little better now than they're anticipating. We're set to export 2.1 billion bushels of corn in this crop year, according to the USDA. Now, that's up 439 million bushels from last year, I might add. They also, in the bean numbers, they left the carrot unchanged, but when we went to the South American crop sizes, they did lower soybean crop for this round by 2 million metric tons, but they took last year's crop and jumped at 2 million metric tons. So that took the market by surprise, and of course, soybeans at one point here this morning were up 20 cents in the morning on concerning weather in Brazil. They shaved that off, and we went right back down to $13 on this data, which, of course, the models for the 11 to 15 day, they hold out chances for rain. We keep going into these models. We get rain. There is rain coming down, but it's not in the amounts they would like to see, but it's keeping them alive for now. And so the trade taking today's data on the soybeans and selling into it back to the $13 mark. For wheat, the USDA also did some adjustments, more than the average estimate, with the recent Chinese buying. And again, this morning, China took some more wheat from us, along with some beans and some corn. And the trade did not expect the USDA would act as fast, but they did lower the carryout for wheat by 25 million bushels from last month's report. We're down to 659 million bushels right now. But the price advance had already been anticipating something like this, with, when you look at the Chicago wheat rallying almost a dollar a bushel in an eight-day window. So with that, we're lower across the board. We have the wheat in Chicago March down 9 cents, 633 and a quarter. Kansas March off 6 cents, 661 and a half. Minneapolis March lower by 7.5 cents, 729 and three quarters, while the May is off 9 cents, presently at 734 and a half. Kansas over in the corn March down 2 and 3, down 3 right now at 485. May corn losing 2.5 cents, 497. Soybeans, January off 11 at $13 and a quarter cent. March off 11 and a quarter, $13.19. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures, we are popping to the upside here today. The cash trade pretty much wrapped up for the week. 171 is going to catch most of that activity. Box beef today down $1.54 at 288.30 on the choice. Select losing, select is up 8 cents, 258.91. But we're seeing a big boost today. Maybe this afternoon's commitment of traders report might show that the index funds are substantially reduced again, with not much left for them to sell out of, is allowing a bounce here now in the cattle market, which is all extreme discount to cash. Feeders this morning were a record $12 discount on the January to the cash market for December 8th. And of course, recall we've been saying for weeks in our newsletter and here eventually online here on the radio that it takes till Pearl Harbor Day until we get to more positive seasonal time for the cattle market, as they have a tendency to rally after Pearl Harbor Day into the end of the year. Now, that's been history, but you know how the government says we have to repeat that past results are not indicative of future results. So always consider risk carefully if you ever act on this stuff. But it looks like maybe we had seen lows this week. If the short covering rally can continue into next week, we'll start seeing more of a positive tone, as these index funds have pretty much wiped themselves out of our trade after having 120,000-plus contracts of ownership in mid-September. They should be down to under 20,000 contracts to be almost insignificant here at some point in time. For the cattle, December up 277, 165.02. February is higher by $2.92 at $165.47. April, $3 higher, $168.95. Feeder cattle, January, $5.20 higher, $215.47. March gaining $4.95 at $216.22, while May is higher by $4.97 at $222.57. Hogs came in lower this morning, but they turned up with the cattle. Up $1.30 on the Feb hogs, $69.07. April gaining $1.47 at $76.10. Jobs number out this morning, stronger than they thought. They thought unemployment rate would be at 3.9%. It was at 3.7%. The job build was more than expected. Striking workers going back to work helped. And so the dollar jumped right back to the 104 value, which is up 50 cents on the day, while the gold dropped $30. It's currently at 2016 and the February contract. Silver off 73 cents, $23.32. That was just $26.50 on Sunday night. Over in the crude oil market, news that the Biden administration says they'd like to add 3 million barrels of oil to the strategic reserve into March. That popped the crude oil market by $1.74 to $71.07. But to show you how insignificant that is, if we maintain that rate to fill it up back where it needs to be, it'll take 8 years. So today the news just popped on an insignificant story. We're up $1.72 on the January crude oil. Gasoline up 5 cents a gallon, $2.05. Heating oil up 3 cents a gallon, $2.57¾. Any questions, you can find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.